Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Evan Gooding's in for Matt Steinmetz with Dale the Guru Johnson.
Yes, sir!
Talking about some of the challenges that Brock Purdy is going to have to deal with this season. And I think the most glaring position is, it's obviously wide receiver, and we could just come out and say it. Put it right on the table, if you will.
Brought to you by Atco. Look, you got it.
Brought to you by Atco Pest Control. Their wide receiver room is a mess. It's a mess. Until guys get healthy, and even if Juwan Jennings and the Niners figure something out, this is not a group that I'm looking at as, wow, I can't wait to go watch these wide receivers on Sunday. To me, they got questions.
No, they do, and I'll say this to that, and it's what you've done at Steinmetz's house, is you house sit. If you clean it up, what you can clean up a big part of that mess, E, is get this thing rectified with Juwan, third and Juwan. I mean, it is kind of funny, Evan. Normally, we kind of get a dollar figure, but because this is not, you know, the Brandon Ayuk situation or Jamar Chase or CeeDee Lamb, I mean, it's been quiet on the set in regard to what he could be asking for or keeping them apart. But I'm just telling you this, and I want your NFC West. I was saving this for you. If you could give me your quarterback rankings in the NFC West and see if we are on the same page. But before you do that, Evan, how far you think they're apart, man? You cannot, like, that's why I feel like Juwan's got leverage, because you don't want to go into this season where Brock naturally is going to, you're asking him to do more. It happens. He won't be the only quarterback in that situation. I'm not saying he's not capable at all, but I think that alone would get Juwan some chicken, some extra chicken.
Well, which answer do you want? Do you want me to answer the one about Juwan, or do you want me to answer the one about
Purdy? Give me Juwan and then your rankings.
How much leverage does he have? I think he's got some.
It ain't working yet.
Well, I don't think he has much. So you look at Juwan, and I think most people do, as from what I'm hearing, you're looking at Juwan Jennings like he is essential to this offense.
No, to Brock Purdy.
Well, and to me, that's because of the absence of talent. Like, there's right, not a okay. ton of talent right. in that wide receiver right. room right now. Right. Ricky Pearsall is probably the only guy.
And I'm excited about him.
Yeah, no, I am too. I think he's going to be good this year. But
might draft him in fantasy.
If you can get him. But outside of that, there's really not much there. So what's the saying? The absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence. Like, just because
nice.
Juwan Jennings is essential to this room does not make him essential as a great wide receiver. Like, I don't look at Juwan Jennings as a guy who has proven that he deserves to be paid right now.
Wow, I'll say this to that. You traded Debo, and you didn't foresee this happening or you being this light in regard to what's going on with your receivers. Brandon Ayuk is hurt. Just that alone, doesn't that give Juwan some leverage?
Well,
Ayuk not
it
being
does.
Back in week six, and I know, is he going to be Ayuk when he gets back? But we'll be proactive. Okay, it's week six. He's out 6 weeks. So that alone makes me think Juwan's playing the right card. And then also, too, with that, Debo being gone and Ayuk being hurt.
No, he is playing the right card. Like, Juwan Jennings, this might be his only opportunity to get a significant pay raise, because on most teams, he's not a number one or number two type of receiver. But because the Niners have injuries, because they have young guys, because they have questions, and they need Brock Purdy with something on the outside.
Okay, right.
He's like, yeah, pay me. He's not getting that money anywhere else. That's why he has to try and get it with the Niners. And he's not going to step on that field if he's hurt or he's less than 100% without that money. Because I think that would be unwise.
Mm.
But here's Greg Cosell.
All right.
From yesterday with Wilder and Dibbs talking about, you know, Juwan Jennings and his place with the San Francisco 49ers.
He is vital to what they do, but what it begs the question, and you're seeing it, for instance, in Washington with Terry McLaurin, who's obviously got a bigger track record than Jennings, but the question is, how important is a receiver to his team versus where does he stand in the group of receivers in the league? Like, Jennings, to me, is very important to the Niners, but I don't think anybody's going to say that he's a top five receiver in the league.
I mean, perfect.
Well, I don't think anybody is, but I also don't think he's a top 10 receiver in the league. I don't think he's a top 15 receiver in the league.
And that shouldn't come into play unless he would be ridiculously asking for that type of bread. And it goes to my old saying that you, Steiny, have fun with, you know, worry about what's going on in your own house, right, Evan? And I get that. That was well said. We know he's not in the realm of the top tier guys, but to you or to the Niners right now, currently with what's going on and what's not going on and who's not available, I feel like that should aid him in regard to getting this pay raise.
Well, you want to pay him because there's nothing that they have, but like, yes, that gives him leverage, but that doesn't mean that I have to pay him. Like, the Niners having a lack of wide receivers, that's their issue. That doesn't mean that they should just give out contracts to guys because they're the only ones who are on the field.
Yeah, and to your point, Evan, it's going against what I'm saying, but the bottom line is you seem like that's what the Niner brass is saying right now today because he is not out there.
Well, I think that's why they're in a stalemate on August 21st. And I think that if this continues to move in that direction, Juwan Jennings he's going to risk missing games.
My man.
Then no side wins. The Niners miss out on having a good wide receiver, one that they like and is important to what they do. And Juwan Jennings is going to miss a game check.
And again, I'm no doctor. I know everybody's throwing out, and Kyle has the week 6 return of Ayuk. But what's he going to be? I mean, that was a harsh injuries that what happened to him. So you just think about the Geico behind that. If there was some, you know, rough patch or time for him to get reacclimated back to being the best version of himself, that alone, Evan, would, again, on my Juwan Jennings meter, that would be some more money I would give Juwan. But if it's not something ridiculous, I just think for the Niners to be a playoff team, they can ill afford to play around. You're already, you know, without Ayuk for 6 weeks. And then at least, there we go. And that's what that at least is scary in itself. But man, maybe the club, I mean, one more game, right? They play, what is it, Saturday against the Chargers, week off, and then bam, you're in Seattle. And you want him out there. You want him a part of the game plan. Not this Bosa stuff where, you know, you do it that weekend, but we'll see, Evan. I just think they're playing with fire. And when I say they, I love how you just put it, the San Francisco 49ers. You know, them, you know?
Well, that's what it's about. It's about the team. And you asked me about the division, so I'll throw this at you. Without Juwan Jennings, where do you have the Niners' weaponry? That was something we talked about all the time when Brock Purdy took over during the middle of 2022 and then in 2023, because their weapons were, to me, second to none. Maybe in 22, pardon me, maybe it was 22, we talked about like Philly having, you know, similar kind of weapons because they had two really good wide receivers.
I was yelling, Niners had better tight ends. Yeah.
Yeah, but once McCaffrey got here, it was just overkill. Yeah.
Okay.
But in the division, just the division, I'm not saying the NFL, you look at what the Rams have, what the Seahawks have, and what the Cardinals have.
Cooper Kupp.
Without Juwan Jennings, where do the Niners' weapons rank for you?
Am I including Ayuk or not?
Well, no, he ain't available.
When? Evan, Arizona's got some dogs.
I know.
Evan, I would like, well, you know, McCaffrey and Kittle are big dogs, so I gotta put respect on their name. But you said without Jennings.
I think even with Jennings.
Ooh, man, he third?
No, I was going to say they're below the Cardinals.
Man.
Or the Seahawks might be third. I mean, the Cardinals quietly.
You don't got to tell
me. You look at Harrison. You look at Trey McBride, who's a really good pass catching tight end.
But no MVP
James
candidate
Connor.
Like McCaffrey can be if he's right.
If he's right. No, I mean, well, the best talent of the bunch is George Kittle. I mean, he's the best tight end in football. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the Rams picked up Devontae Adams this offseason.
That's crazy.
That offense, when it's humming, is tough to top. To me, they're number one. And then from there, you're looking at maybe a three-way tie. That's why I think the division is full of parity. But
I ain't mad at the tie.
Certainly without Juwan Jennings, and even with them, I don't know if I'm putting the Niners in the top two in the NFC West. Mm.
I mean, Evan, that could be a problem.
Kenneth Walker's a really good running back.
Yeah.
James Conner just had 1,500 scrimmage yards last year.
And they ran all up to 200-plus on you last year.
Kyren Williams is a good young running back. Not that any of them are better than Christian McCaffrey when he's healthy, but I don't know if Christian's still, you know, able to play at that level.
And that's a big part of all this, too, is I'm assuming, and you know what your dad said about people that assume, Evan, but I, for the sake of this exercise and the Niners making the playoffs, Christian McCaffrey has to stay upright. That's just the bottom line. And we won't know. So I'm just, for this sake of this conversation, I'm assuming he will be. But, man, if there's a scenario that repeats or duplicates last year to where he's out four to five games, I mean, man, that can wreck their season.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And we're talking about how Brock Purdy's job is going to be a lot harder. And someone on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line said this earlier, and I think it's kind of true. It's not just his job that's going to be harder with the mess that is, I believe, their wide receiver room right now. It's going to make Christian McCaffrey's job a lot harder.
Hello.
And he already faces the majority of the attention anyways. And I know it's not just on the ground. He's also able to do it through the air. But without Ayuk, maybe, you know, even with Jennings and Pearsall, like, so much attention is going to be on 23. I think it's going to be harder for him to have, even if he's as healthy as he was 2 years ago, the same kind of season.
No doubt. And it's already starting again with the guys up front that are blocking. We just talked about how great and exceptional Pooney was, and he's dealing with an issue, Evan, that could put week one in doubt. So I know, you know, it's week to week, but, man, just think about that. If he's not ready or he's gimpy or not himself, already you're weakened going up on the road against Seattle in that hostile environment.
How important do people think Juwan Jennings is? How much, you know, how much does the leverage matter? But how important is it that the Niners figure out what they're doing with him? You know, if you believe it's an injury, then it's just a calf and they'll figure that out. But at least in the last week, it's kind of just felt like, all right, you've been hurt for a few weeks now, kind of milking this calf thing, and it's all about the money. So how important do people think that he is at 888-957-9570? I think he's important. But I don't look at him as – I don't look at Juwan Jennings as a game changer.
And so, to me,
I'm just not giving him more money at this point until he proves he's willing to miss games, to be honest.
So you're riding it to the end. So scale of 1 to 10, where are you at on how important he is? What? I'm at an 8.5.
An 8.5?
Yeah.
I would say
– seriously, I am.
I would say a 6 or a 7. You know, he's important, but he's important because you don't have much else. And that, like,
but that still doesn't lessen that you're important if we need you out there, E.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get by with Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle and Ricky Pearsall. That's what I'm trying to do.
Good luck with that.
And I also think that Brock Purdy, this is where, to me, last season was really important for him. Because you're right. You brought this up earlier. That was the first season where Brock had to do everything while stuff was like,
oh my god,
crumbling around him,
man, like the offensive line,
yeah,
pocket collapsing early.
He was a firefighter and fires are going up left and right,
that's,
and he's got to put them out. Okay, so now he's had that experience. So this year, where I think similar things are going to happen, but you have your left tackle back, you have your running back, you still have your tight end and maybe an emerging young wide receiver. Okay, you should be better. But how much better? Like, how much more can he extract out of this offense? That's, to me, the biggest question that Brock Purdy has to answer. And I think he's going to have a better year than last year because all these different things went wrong. But, you know, is this offensive line going to hold up?
I don't have...
Are they going to run the football with more effectiveness? You know, I personally want to see what Brock Purdy looks like with Ricky Pearsall as his number one. And maybe the Niners do too, because this year is not a year where I think they're looking at it, or at least they've invested in financially, where they think that they're a Super Bowl contender. To me, this is like, I don't want to make light of it, but a lot of people, I think, I'm looking at the Niners this year as like an evaluation of how good Brock can be when things aren't right around him. an evaluation of a young defense and how many players we got on that side of the ball, and then what do we need to do from there?
Man, Evan, that it sounds like you're describing to me a harsh reality if it didn't go as well as you want it to go. But just, I got to defend Juwan in this instance. I get what you're saying, Evan. He's not Randy Moss or Jerry Rice. But what has he illustrated, even when he wasn't the one here, is on third and whatever, that's when I excel and Brock Purdy could look for me and I could go up traffic, no traffic, and make those catches. So all I'm saying to you, Evan, is just be careful what you wish for, because you're not saying you want it to happen and see the Niners take the field without him. But just be careful on something I believe Juwan has excelled at. I won't dare say master, but sometimes it feels like that, that you have that security blanket for Brock Purdy, and now it's third and eight, third and nine, third and long, and Ricky Pearsall, I'm excited, and Juwan's not out there. I think that just that's like gut-wrenching in regard to how different or more difficult it'll be for Brock and the Niner offense to convert that third down without him.
And I think they're kind of paying him to be all right with that.
Paying Purdy.
Well, I mean, when you pay a quarterback, I think you understand that there's going to be less around him, but there's also going to be a lot of moving parts. Some years, some receivers are going to be there. You know, you're not just going to have for 5 years the same set of guys. And who knows?
We see that with Mahomes every year.
We might find out that this is Juwan Jennings' last season as a 49er.
Man.
I don't know.
And I'll say this to that. Ayuk wasn't a choice. You paid him. He got hurt. Debo was a choice. You decided to trade him. And, Evan, I'm being real. I think the mindset behind trading Debo was they thought Jennings could pick up that slack and they could keep it moving and be lethal without Debo. But the fact that the Niners are at a point, which it looks like today, to where you're undecided or you don't know or you don't want to pay Jennings – I think that really has ramifications on how good this offense can be. Like, I feel comfortable in saying that.
Well, like, wait, what? What?
You traded Debo thinking you were going to get something from Jennings. So for you to scoff, not that you're scoffing at Jennings, like you can keep it moving without him. I'm just saying be careful with that mindset. Because I don't,
they're better with him, but I'm not looking at Juwan Jennings like this team is going to fall off a cliff on offense if he's not out there.
But are they going to be better? Well, it sounds like you're saying like it's not a big deal.
I don't think it's a massive deal. I think that's why the Niners haven't paid him yet, or have.
Well, all right. You asked me for a bet earlier. Let's do one now. I believe he will be on the field week one if healthy, because this will be rectified.
I'll take that bet.
Right. Yeah. And I know you want to see him out there, but.
Well, yeah, I do. I just think
you could be right. They feel like they do. We're not caving.
As having a reason to pay. I understand why he's not out there on the practice field, and I also understand why the Niners have no urgency to give him a new deal.
And, Evan, I'm just – because I want to know in the grand scheme of things then, because only time will tell, what's that mean? Will he be out there week one, or is like, will he cave?
I don't know yet. I mean, we'll find out.
All right.
But he's not going to be on the field this weekend when they play the Chargers. Yeah. I know that. 888-957-9570. We're talking about, you know, the importance of Juwan Jennings. If you feel like he is, how important is he? I don't think he's important enough for the Niners right now to give him a pay raise. I don't. Let's go to Max, who's in Alameda. Max, how we doing? What's going on, man? How are you?
Great, fellas. You guys are doing a great job. You know, I was thinking about the Niners this year, and basically when I watched preseason 2 years ago, it was Sam Darnold versus Brock Purdy. And, you know, the Niners were so set on starting Brock Purdy. But when I was watching the preseason, I was saying, wow, Sam Darnold, him and Ayuk look great together. They can't be stopped. Look at the angle. He's on Ayuk's fingertip. Ayuk doesn't have to break stride. He's catching the ball going left in between the numbers. I told myself if I was the Niners, I would start Sam Darnold because of his height. His height is what makes him better than Purdy, not his talent or anything else. It's his height, because he can see over the line, and that's why he can hit Ayuk every time in stride and not miss him, and Ayuk doesn't have to spin around or make a great catch or stop and just – and he's just gone. His speed, and that's, and he can see the field, and now he's taking it the other way. So if you got Brock Purdy and he's shorter, he can't see over the line to hit Ayuk. He has to come around. Those angles are more acute. They're much sharper. So I think Seattle's going to do really well with Darnold this year. I think they'll come in second, hopefully first. I mean, because, we don't want the Rams to win. And I think the Niners are in big, big trouble with their defense, because to stop Darnold, that's a tall task for the Niners because of their defense and because he is so tall. Even with a good pass rush, he's still going to beat you. He's still going to hurt you. And what are the Niners going to do? They've got Brock Purdy all year. They're going to go in. They're going to get into the field goal range, and they're only going to get three every time, and they're going to fall deeper and deeper behind. I think five wins would be a big, big success for the Niners this year. And you guys are doing a great job, and we'll see you guys later. And get rid of Buster Posey so the Giants can win. Thank you. Bye.
Damn, Max.
That was scripted, right?
Comedy seller.
No, there you go.
Is that a sentence that's ever been said before?
Come on.
What? Which one?
Get rid of Buster Posey so the Giants can win?
A little too early for that. Come on.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, that was the punchline material. And Darnold. It is funny that he...
Size matters, Gil.
Yeah. Well, I've heard that in my whole life. But I'll tell you this, Evan. It's so funny that he talked about the quarterback competition that wasn't, but Darnold was here, and now he goes to Minnesota out of nowhere. They have success. I don't know what you had Minnesota doing last year, but they were one of my surprise teams. But now he's in your division, quarterback in the Seahawks for Mr. McDonald, your head coach. But
I remember you having the Vikings as one of your surprise teams last year.
No, I'm saying I don't know if you had them. I didn't.
Oh, no, yeah, I didn't. That's what I don't think many people did.
You call me out. I did not see that.
I don't remember a lot of people talking about them, and they won 14 games.
That's incredible, man. So I'm just saying, I'm looking at this schedule, and that was one of the byproducts of, the Niners got it easy. They got a laughable schedule. But, man, you never know until you play these games. But, Evan, I know we'll agree to disagree on Jennings and his importance, but – man, I just wish if I had a magic wand right now, a crystal ball, how much they are that, like, how far apart money-wise they are.
This is from the 480, from one of our favorites, Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys text line. I'd rather see Juwan not play and, bad. I think Juwan is important, but if he's asking for top receiver money, the team has to take the salary cap into account. He's not a top 10 receiver. If you overpay him and he ends up hurt, you're not doing the team any good. That's from Lori in Phoenix. That's kind of how I feel. Yeah.
He's definitely not top 10.
I don't look at him as a priority, because if he was for the Niners, I think they would have done it already. They had three priorities this offseason: Brock Purdy, Fred Warner, and George Kittle. I don't think that Juwan Jennings is a priority for them.
Okay. I'll say this, and I kind of said it, a few minutes ago. Evan, do you think they make the Debo trade like they did if they would have thought that they would have this type of friction with Juwan Jennings? I think they made that trade thinking, we got Juwan. We can lean on him. He'll pick up that slack.
I think they made that trade completely independent of Juwan Jennings. To me, that was 100% just about Debo Samuel and the fact that he was not worth what they were paying him. All right, what's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570 is the number. How important is Juwan Jennings to you? Evan Giddings in from Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. That segment was brought to you by Safeway.